The Frames Per Second Podcast.
It's done. I held up my end. Now hold up yours.
I'm not going back.
I've been in radio communicado with someone outside our orbit. Some of you might claim that I'm foolish. After everything we just lost, I'm willing to be the fool.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Frames Per Second Podcast. This is our Walking Dead recap. This episode will deal with episode 14, Look at the Flowers. So the synopsis for this episode is heroes and villains reckon with the aftermath of the Hilltop Fire. Eugene takes a group on a journey to meet Stephanie with the hopes of befriending another civilization. This episode was written by Shannon Powell, and it was directed by Daisy Von Schirle-Meyer. And again, as always, thanks to Gregory House underscore 2017 for putting these spoiler threads in the Frames Per Second Reddit. You guys can go sign up for that at FPS Podcast, and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. So, I guess to start, B, how did you like this episode?
I mean, it was okay. It was definitely, I thought it was better than last week's, but it's still going off of what I mentioned earlier about how Walking Dead hit us with some great episodes, and then they hit us with some, mediocre to mid to meh episodes. And I feel like this one was just I thought it was cool that they showed, the whole beginning when Carol and Negan had their deal going on, when Negan was still locked up in prison. But it was cool. It wasn't, when I got finished, it wasn't like I didn't, leave out like, oh, man, that was great. That was great. It was just like, oh, okay.
Eric?
I liked about half the episode, maybe. The Carol stuff, I hated this time around. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm over it or something needs to happen, but the beta stuff early, like the Negan and Daryl stuff, I mostly liked. The Eugene and Ezekiel stuff, I was on that. But yeah, that whole Carol stuff, man, I wasn't digging it.
Mike?
I'm actually with Eric this time. I liked most of the episode. I think maybe I liked it more than Eric and B. But the Carol stuff I thought was worthless, boring. We've already seen this. We don't need to see it again. the Daryl and Negan stuff I thought was fine. I'm just not really getting on board with them trying to form a buddy situation. Like, it's not Rick and Daryl, and they're trying to force that. I'm not really with it.
Right.
The Ezekiel and Magna and Eugene stuff I actually thought was pretty cool. I actually like that. So yeah, overall, I thought this was a pretty good episode.
I don't know, as I was watching it, I think it was Carol. Carol really drug it down for me as I was watching, because every time they went to her story, I'm like, okay, I just heard on camera with Alpha going back and forth. Didn't really do a lot for me. I think I liked everything else outside of that. Mostly. But yeah, she was definitely a negative for me in this one, because it didn't really, I felt like it didn't have a lot of meaning to it. But anyway, let's, I guess, start in the beginning. And I think she really got off on my bad side from the jump. Like, B, you already mentioned, like, showing how she set up Negan and, or not set up Negan, so, but basically.
Right. The game plan.
Yeah. So I thought that was, I thought that was cool. I thought that the dialogue they had was pretty dope. Just seeing how Negan was contemplating like everything that he's done and dying, and how he just can't ever really turn Negan off. Even when she said, what did he want? He was talking about food with a scoop of a rocky road and stuff like that. What did you guys think about just how all of that went down? Just, I guess, that scene, and then the latter part after when they saw them two talking together with the head on the pike.
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned before, I thought that was cool, because we didn't initially see we all had our experience. Like, yeah, it was Carol. Like, yeah, okay, cool. But I was, it was dope for them to show like the whole game plan and you know how she was expecting Negan to get in real quick and infiltrate and everything like that. And he was just, you know, he was just saying how hard it was gonna be. But I thought that was cool. Yeah, the Hell on the Pike shit. That shit was crazy. Especially when Beta came, him and his two flunkies or whatever, came to the Pike and, you know, listen to her. You hear what she's saying. What is she saying to you and all that stuff. I knew he was going to put his face close enough to where he's going to start biting them. I was like, it's set up right there. The shit was going to happen.
Do you guys think it was reasonable for her to think that Negan could go in there and infiltrate them real quick and kill her?
Like the speed of it? I guess he could have did it quicker. I mean, he was, you know, fucking around or whatever. Because, you know, like I was saying the previous week, like I feel like he was legit, like falling for Alpha, and that's what took him so long. I feel like, I don't know, it just made me like her less as far as her reneging on her side of the deal. You know what I mean? Like they had the plan. Yep. You know what I mean? Just follow the game plan. Mm-hmm. Like she has been not following game plans for so long now. Like be a team player, bro. That's all I want out of her. Or a leader or something. Do something.
You say a leader?
Yeah, maybe. Because we lost a leader in Michonne, so maybe she could do that well or develop.
You don't want Carol leading you anywhere.
Maybe she could develop into a dope leader or something. Maybe like this little
Alpha journey. Alpha was spot on. She said, everybody around you die. you want to follow Carol, right, man.
Yeah, I don't know. She need to change up something, though. I don't know what she need to do. Because I don't want her to go away. Like, you know, she's a legacy character, and I've liked her a lot in the past, but I just don't know what they're doing with her lately, man.
Yeah, once again, I'm with Eric. I don't know what's going on today, but
Mike, like, this shit is weird, man. It's like, what's going on?
You're going crazy.
Eric's probably like, yeah, this quarantine's making you finally see some reason. That's why you anyway. Yeah, I would hope that at this point Carol would be a leader. And I think when she was with Ezekiel, that Carol could have been a leader. But then ever since she's left Ezekiel, she went back to Daryl. She's not like a fucking idiot. But that whole beginning part, I don't think I really needed that much of it. I thought it was dope that Carol was the one behind the whole thing. I don't think I really needed to see the details of her going in there and talking to Negan and explain the whole plan. But I mean, I guess they could have just done that a little bit quicker. But Negan or Carol expecting Negan to go in there and be able to do that quickly, I disagree with that part. I thought that was kind of stupid because if Negan was going to get out of there alive, he really couldn't have done it much quicker. He had to get on everybody's good side. If he went in there and just went ham and started fucking doing whatever, there's no way he would have made it out of there. What else is at the beginning? Was that it?
The spike shit.
Oh, that part was whatever. I thought that the little flunky guy was stupid as shit.
Bro.
He should have been like his homeboy. His homeboy fucking took off.
He sure did. Out. He was gone.
The second he put fucking that dude's face to Alpha's fucking zombie, that motherfucker was gone.
He was gone. I mean, he showed
say nothing.
He showed some black side. Like,
yo, I'm leaving.
That was all out. Blackness right there. Whatever blackness that was in him, if he had any, that shit came out.
He wasn't black.
I'm just saying. No, he wasn't. But I'm just saying the fact that he acted like a black person in that moment.
Shit, he might have been black. He might have been light skinned.
No. He was a Caucasian dude. But I'm just saying, like he act like how we would have acted in that same situation. We would have ran with no questions asked.
I wouldn't. When he said, "Take your mask off," I was like, okay, this is about to be some bullshit.
Yeah.
I would have ran then. The second he said, take your mask off, I would have just started running. Because you know Beta can't run. I mean, he could be running, but he can't be fast. He can't
that
be
motherfucker
fast.
Was running, man.
Beta probably got
running from that shot.
But he ain't got speed.
Beta is not catching me. I'm sorry. No, I'm taking off running. He is not catching me.
You're not fitting to fucking shove my face in the zombie Alpha's head. Ain't no way.
Right.
And he even let it linger there. Yep. Like, at what point did you realize, yo, this motherfucker is about to bite me? Fuck, man, that shit.
Like, I would have been fighting. I would have been fighting that shit back. Like, he just let him lean his head close. You can hear her just chopping her teeth.
Yeah, that was like, that was kind of goofy.
I'm like, come on, really?
Yes, but I didn't get it at first why Beta got so mad. I didn't realize that their whole rule is it's not about who the second in command is. The new alpha is whoever kills the old alpha.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was like, when he got so pissed off when the guy said, you're the new alpha, I was like, why is he tripping? Is he upset because Alpha's dead? But no, I think it's really because the dude wasn't necessarily following the rules. Or is that just me that got that?
I think you're right, because I think it went down that way in the comics, and I didn't even put that together until you said it. Because I was trying to understand, did he really care for Alpha that much to the point to where he wanted to act out that way? It didn't make sense to me when I was initially watching it. And I think just like you, Mike, I didn't need all the details about how we got to where we were with her. But I do understand why they gave us some of it, because they wanted to basically set up her, I guess, reacting to Negan taking so long and running off on her own. So I guess that's why she was like, why did they take you so long? Why did you take you so long? Et cetera, et cetera. And I was trying to think, did that have anything to do with, like, the losses she incurred?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if he would have done it quicker, then the whole Magna and Connie thing wouldn't have happened. So I think that's really what she
was getting at. But not Henry, though. Henry was already dead.
Henry was before all that.
Yeah. So, again, like, you gave me the old Carol, and that was great. And then you gave me the new Carol back. And that's what I didn't like. And I'm like, all right, yeah, it's time for her to go again. Because like, for her to renege on what she promised, like, that wasn't cool. And that pissed me off so bad. And Negan was like, what do you expect me to do? I can't go back there without you. Right. And he's probably thinking, even if I went back without you, they probably would still try to kill my ass. So I need you. And then you're doing this because you're in your feelings. And I was just like, that just bothered me. And it kind of really put me in a foul mood the rest of the show.
Well, it didn't really make any sense when she was like, I need to go be alone.
Yes.
For what? Yeah. For right. what? It just seemed like they didn't have a real good plan for this whole episode, but they knew that they wanted to have some Carol moment. So that was the only thing they could think of is, oh, she wants to go be alone. But there's no explanation why. This person that you've been wanting dead this whole time is finally dead. So why do you need to go off on your own? And where was she even going?
Nowhere.
I don't know. What was she trying to do in the house?
Right. I couldn't figure that. What was that shack she was in?
I have no idea.
Because what was she pulling down?
It didn't say.
Okay, because Alpha said something about her leaving on a boat again. So was there a boat in there? Because I didn't see a boat.
I didn't either.
I didn't see a boat.
That shit made no fucking sense. I was really hoping that y'all were going to be able to explain that shit.
Nah, so
I was confused as hell.
You looking at what you look? What you looking at here?
I'm looking at this article looking for the answer to Mike's question, and I don't see it.
I didn't think to read an article. I should have, but.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I could find something real quick. But, you know, I think what it felt like to me was that they really wanted to set up, like, this whole Carol and Alpha thing, this episode of them just going back and forth, and Carol being like, I mean, Alpha being the ghost, Carol's subconscious, and her basically wanting to kill herself is what I got, what I gathered from it. But
she kill herself?
She wanted to die, not commit suicide, but that she had this, that she wanted to just end it all, and that she was like, go ahead and do it. Like, when everything fell on her, you know, Alpha was like, okay, we're finally here. You could just let go. You don't have to fight anymore. And I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, Carol being Carol fought. Because remember when she first popped up on, well, it went to commercial. But then she was talking to her. And then there was a zombie behind the bush that grabbed her. Mm-hmm. And then she was saying something like, okay, here we are. Now you can let go of something like that. And she was like, not yet. So I think that's what they were trying to allude to. But what I didn't like, and where I felt the disconnect was Alpha, because Alpha really wasn't delivering the lines that she has been delivering in the previous episode. It was a very subdued, casual Alpha, and none of it like really hit. She didn't feel sinister or anything. Like, it was just
didn't one of y'all say last week when y'all saw like the trailer for this episode, like even when she was talking, she didn't sound like her usual self. Like, she didn't even have that. One of y'all said that. I feel like one of y'all said that when y'all was talking about this particular episode. Like when they heard her talking, she wasn't even sounding like her sinister self. Like, as she
would say. She wouldn't. She's not. Yeah. It's not really Alpha. It's Alpha in Carol's head. And you gotta think, Carol's only really met Alpha like what, twice?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even for like long periods of time, so Carol wouldn't really know Alpha's mannerisms and whatnot. So
that makes sense. Not like how a Negan would know.
Something right,
like, yeah.
Gotcha.
You think the writers were thinking that deep?
Nope.
I think we're just giving them a good reason. We're giving them an out. Like,
yeah, I'm just trying to make it make sense for myself.
Right, and it does. It does make sense.
But. And yeah, I did just see that is their rules. Like, whoever kills her becomes the new Alpha. So, but yeah.
Yeah, that dude said it when he saw Negan. When they run up on Negan and Daryl, he said, you're the one that killed Alpha, so you're the new Alpha.
Oh, okay. I didn't take that literally for whatever reason. But then we get Eugene, and I guess they're dealing with the casualties, talking to Jerry and Ezekiel, and them about to go off into the city. And
don't skip that part. Did that part get y'all for a minute?
Well, that's what I was going to talk about. You talking about his speech?
Yeah.
Eugene's speech.
No, not Eugene's speech when Ezekiel and Jerry were talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that was cool. I thought that was a nice little sentimental moment between them two, him basically passing on the torch. I thought you were talking about Eugene's speech, because I was like, if he don't stop his ass from crying, because I was like, you don't get your ass down this damn stage and stop all this goddamn crying.
You trying to get some pussy? What you talking about?
I know, man. You trying to get Albie Sure on and shit, man.
Some lubricant, man.
Oh, man. But yeah, that was cool. I mean, seeing like, you know, the two of them kind of basically pass the torch to one another. Ezekiel really, he already knew it was over, but now really, really knowing it was over. And moving on.
Yeah, it was a cool moment.
Oh, no, go ahead, Eric.
I just wanted to add, like, the way I was looking at it, I was just like, all right, which one of them is going to die? I mean, obviously, we think it's probably going to be Ezekiel, but it could be Jerry. Or do y'all think neither of them are going to die anytime soon?
No, I'm once again, I'm with you. I was thinking the same thing. When they showed that in the trailer, I thought, okay, one of them is going to die. And I immediately was just like, okay, it's going to be Ezekiel. This episode has me thinking that they're fitting to fucking kill Jerry, and I'm going to be pissed. Because the way when Magna came in, and he came over, and that long embrace, and he was just like, oh my God, I'm just so happy. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm watching, I'm like, God damn, man, I love Jerry. And then when Jerry was talking to Ezekiel, he's like, man, don't go. He's like, I'm going to miss you. He's like, you know, and he almost calls him boss, but then he's like, Ezekiel, and they hug. I'm like, they about to kill Jerry. Because they know we would expect them to kill Ezekiel. Right. So they're about to fucking kill Jerry. And at this point in the show, I feel like Jerry would be the only one that would really make me upset if they killed him.
For real?
Yes. Because, like, I like everybody else. Like, if Carol died, I'd be like, damn, that sucks for the group.
Mm-hmm.
If, I don't know. Who else is even Darryl? Left?
Damn.
We know they're not going to kill Daryl, but
yeah.
I'm thinking about people that they would kill. Like, they're not going to kill Daryl. They're not going to kill Negan. But if they killed Carol, I would be pissed.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be like, damn, man, I'm sad. Jerry, at this point, is
you
the
feel
only
sad.
Person that I would really be sad.
So you'll be bummer about that big time.
Yeah.
I'd be really upset. I'd be really upset. Like, that would hurt if they killed Jerry, because he's the only one that's just like, think about it, out of everybody on this show, Jerry is really the only one that's never been on some fuck shit.
No, he's been straight up.
He's just been straight a soldier.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, he's been straight up and down.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody else has done some shit where you're like, man, that was some whack bullshit.
He's never done no fuck shit.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He's had everybody's back. He's never lied about no shit.
Right.
He take care of his woman and his kids and other motherfuckers' kids.
Yep.
He's the only pure dude left. That's so if true. They kill him, man, I'm gonna be upset.
That's true. And like, you killed the only pure dude left in the damn in that whole damn group and shit.
It's gonna be the finale that we're gonna get in fucking December.
Which I still don't understand. Which I still don't understand. I still don't understand that shit. That's the stupidest shit ever.
They delayed it all the way to December.
I was being exaggerated.
Okay, said, okay.
Well, it might be, Ken. They said later in the year.
Yeah,
they just said later in the year.
Damn.
Which what? I don't really get it because the episode is filmed, I would assume.
Right.
Yeah, I thought this season was already filmed and done.
So what are we doing? Why are we pushing it?
Why would you push it right now when everyone is watching TV?
Everybody's at home.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can have the highest rating episode like ever because everybody is quarantined in their house watching AMC. I don't
there must be a reason, and I just haven't. I haven't dug around for it. I just saw the announcement and got mad. But there must be a reason.
So
Eric know everything.
I dug around.
Hey, Eric, go ahead and tell us. Come on.
I don't have a definite answer. I saw a theory, and the theory was like, what if they're delaying the final episode so they can premiere it right before the new show? And I was like, that would be AMC on some fuck shit. It makes sense though.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why would it make a difference for them to delay it so they can premiere the new show right after it?
People would still be watching TV. Like, a lot of people would just leave their TV on and just watch the new show. But nobody's going to turn to AMC to watch the new show like that.
Well, if they were smart, instead of delaying the finale, they should move the other show up. Because everybody's at home.
Everybody's at home.
That'd be a great idea. I don't know how the editing shit works. I mean, I don't know how many editors they have, but you feel like, I don't know, you could do it digitally. It would be a bitch and time consuming, but it's
possible. Do what digitally?
Edit an episode? Like, I don't know what kind of team they got going on. What? Because, like, we know it's shot, but we don't know if it's been edited entirely. Yeah. Like, that would be the only holdup, I would think.
Yeah, the statement that they released blamed it on post-production.
Okay, well. That's still what? Nah.
That's what they.
Y'all didn't edit this shit until now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's weird. Right.
That don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. So even though I don't like this theory, I would have to say that the theory that Eric just said makes more sense than they just ain't fucking finished editing it yet. Because why would AMC wait until the show's already running to still be editing?
Right. Like, hey, man, did you edit that? You edit episode number 16? You know we need that shit by the
you know what I'm saying? I'm almost done.
Right. Well, you need to hurry up. We're on episode 2 already.
Right. Come on.
Like, that don't make no sense, man.
It don't.
Nah. I don't know. So you guys didn't like Daryl and Negan partnering up? Even though they technically didn't, but, you know, until the end.
I mean, okay, I said the cool thing about that part, like, about that whole scene was when, you know, when they had, he told Daryl to get on his knees and shit like that. And, like, for a split second, like, you can kind of see Negan, like, you know, and kind of looking like the Negan of old, you know, when he had Lucille and all that stuff and when he was, you know, wreaking havoc and shit like that with his saviors. So you kind of saw a glimpse of, like, the old Negan, the old sarcastic, funny, joking type Negan and shit. Like, that was kind of cool to see that for a split second. But, like, the entire Daryl and Negan situation, it seemed a little forced. It seemed somewhat forced to me. Like, Mike, I think Mike mentioned this earlier, but about how, like, they trying to force that buddy-buddy with them too because Rick's not here. So, like, yeah, that whole relationship seemed kind of forced. But I just like that part when Negan was kind of, like, on his asshole shit. You know, why, Alpha, I should hold that shotgun. Like, give me a shot. Like, you know, it was just such assholeness. So I like that part of that of the whole Negan and Daryl situation.
Why does Daryl keep giving him so many chances?
I don't know.
Bad writing. That's why.
Yeah, because old Daryl, like season 3 Daryl would not have, man, he would have killed Negan the second chance he would have had to kill him. He would have killed
him. Do you think it was because he didn't know where Lydia was at and that he was trying to find her?
he can find her without Negan, because Negan don't know where Lydia's at.
This is true.
Yeah. You
know, when I was watching it, like the when they had them both like sitting on that log together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if y'all remember this, but I don't know why this scene has always stuck in my head. But there was that one scene when Rick and Daryl get back together after being separated. This when Rick bit that dude.
Yep. I know exactly
what you're talking about. They're both sitting by the car, and Rick looks at him. Y'all remember what Rick said?
You're my brother, dude.
And I feel like they were trying to go for that moment, but it doesn't work because it's not believable. Rick and Daryl, it was 100% believable because they've been through so much shit.
So much shit at that
with
point.
With Rick and with Daryl and Negan, yeah. Negan killed one of Daryl's best friends.
In front of him.
Fucking held him in a room and fed him dog food sandwiches.
Yep. Shot him in the shoulder where he almost bled out.
I thought Negan didn't do that. Dwight did that.
Oh, yeah,
Dwight shot him in the shoulder.
That's right.
But regardless, Negan is still kind of responsible for that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know it's been like something like, I think they said 6 years in this episode.
Yeah, 6 years.
That he's been locked up.
Yeah.
Right? So seven, I know it's been six years, but still, I don't think I'll ever really get on board with the Daryl and Negan team. It's not believable.
But they don't have to because the series is about to end. So I don't think they have to make it work. Because I think I like the tension that they have. And I love, I'm with you, B, like seeing like that old Negan. Mm-hmm. And he had that shotgun and talking all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so jovial. And then turn around and say that like that last line in a very sinister way. I think it was kind of dope seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
And him revealing that he liked that. Like that was his thing. He enjoyed that, being a part of something. You know, gave you a little bit of an idea of why it took so long. And I guess is, and I think somebody said this last week, like he didn't want to kill Alpha. He really tried to give her a way out and she didn't take it. But the thing that popped in my head when he told him to get on the knees was what you just mentioned, Mike, was Daryl being locked up in the damn room. And it should have gave Daryl some type of PTSD too. So, so I don't understand. Like I understand that he showed that he was on their side by killing them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, why don't you just go ahead and get rid of this guy? You don't need him to find Carol, as you mentioned, or Lydia, as you mentioned. So
do y'all think it's to like honor Rick or Rick's son, whose name I can't think of right now?
RJ?
Carl. Do y'all think it's to honor like Rick or Carl or maybe even like Carol or something? Maybe not to honor Carol, but maybe to get answers or some shit like that. Like maybe that's why he's trying to use mercy and keep him prisoner or some shit like that.
I don't know, because the thing is, if he went ahead and just killed him, nobody would be worse off for that.
Mm-mm.
No. It might be like a Batman logic, like we're no better. I don't know, but they murder people all the time. Like that, I can't make it make sense. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know what? Last week, one of y'all did say that you felt like Negan was kind of wanting to go off with the Whispers, but can maybe change his mind. I forget who said it, but he did kind of allude to that in this episode. Because when they were sitting on that log, he said, yeah, I did like it. But at one point, Alpha just went too far. So maybe it was that moment where Alpha was going to kill Lydia, where he was just like, oh, yeah, duh, because he said that. He said, you don't kill people who don't deserve it, which that makes no sense because Glenn didn't deserve to be killed. But
right.
Whatever.
And
he said, you don't kill people who don't deserve it, you don't kill kids. So because Alpha was going to kill Lydia, it seems like at that moment, he changed his mind.
Yeah, Lydia, who in turn is also a kid.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was a double whammy for her. So she didn't stand a chance. Yeah. What did you guys think about like the city and how they had all the zombies basically staged?
Oh, when it was like that one couple zombie that was sitting there like they was eating dinner or some shit like that. The policeman one looking like they was handcuffing them or
you know what?
Yeah.
Hold that for a second, because I want to go back to Ezekiel. What the hell happened to that damn horse?
It got bit.
It got bit. I didn't see it get bit.
When?
I saw the bite.
When? I don't know, but that part kind of got me in the feels a little bit, too. I was like, damn, man. Because he's had that horse for a minute.
Okay.
And he had to kill the horse. And yeah, he was did. Sad.
Yeah, he had to kill. Yeah.
He said, no. No, no.
It's going to be okay. No more pain.
Not, I don't know, man. I kind of like that part. But I don't know when that fuck that horse got bit either.
I didn't see it.
Because I don't remember. Well, it had to have happened at some point when Ezekiel was fighting those zombies off to the side and he was all coughing and falling over and shit.
Right. So
I would assume what happened there.
I went back and rewatched it. And the zombies were in front of him. And I know there was one that came from behind him. But from what I saw, the zombie just kept walking. Well, I don't know why I'm walking like a zombie. But the zombie was walking towards him as he was struggling to kill the other.
Right.
So it didn't look like he was coming from biting the horse, nor did we hear the horse, you know, cry out. And yeah, so I mean, it was a cool moment. It would have been better to see the horse. Bit, but I don't know. But I felt something there because I just, you know, the fact that he had to kill the horse with the knife and what if it didn't work, and I don't know. It was just way too many thoughts going through my head about that. And then I wondered, do they turn into zombies too? Like, what would have happened?
I don't think we ever saw an animal turn into a zombie. I mean, most animals that we've seen a lot, maybe.
They normally eat them.
No, we haven't.
Right, and they eat them up. Yeah, yeah. We've seen them eat horses up, but we've never seen, like, an animal, like, I guess, change into a, be zombified or whatever. So that's a good question.
I feel like it'd be stupid to do it now, because we would have seen, like, a zombie something by now, right? Like,
I would love to see it, though.
Yeah,
I don't know just why.
Like motherfucking.
I mean, when they saw them dogs that one time before Aaron found them, they killed the dogs and ate them. So I mean,
yeah, I mean we seen a tiger get eaten, the horse get eaten in the first episode. We seen a lot of animals, like the deer get eaten. That CGI ass deer, but but yeah, man, we done seen a lot of shit get like eaten all the way. But I know like a squirrel had to get away or something after getting bit. But you know, whatever, man.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. At this point, I don't know how mad I would be if I saw a fucking zombie horse. I'd be like, all right, well, the show's about to end. So, hey,
Mike be like, tight. Mike be like, tight.
At this point, I just be like, all right. I mean, because it's not really unfeasible. Because right. Like you said, like usually when the zombies attack, they don't just bite and then just walk away.
Right.
They're going to eat, and they're going to keep eating until whatever they're eating is dead or gone, basically. But, yeah, I feel like at some point we would have seen something.
Something,
yeah.
So, I don't know, because, I mean, he even stabbed the horse in the back of the head with the knife like he would do a human. So, maybe they're setting us up. Maybe in, like, the season finale, there's going to be, like, a zombie bull or some shit.
It's gonna be like this. It's gonna be just like this and shit. You go see
I wouldn't be surprised. Look, Beta gonna come riding in on a big fucking zombie bull, ready to fucking kill.
Oh my god!
The way this show is, I really wouldn't be surprised.
So they get to the city, and obviously this is just to introduce this new world and to introduce the princess. Juanita. Yeah, but I was trying to remember from the books if they had the city staged like that. I think it was pretty much a ghost town in the comics. Like, there was nobody there. And I don't know if that was her putting them all in these weird, I guess, real-life poses or whatever, but it cracked the hell up out of Ezekiel when he saw the damn cops staged like that. Does anybody know why that amused him so?
That shit was not that funny.
I don't know. Yeah, that shit wasn't that funny. Maybe he was delirious or something. Because I was this, you know. If I saw it in real life, I'm like, that's weird. Like, that'd be my reaction. Like, oh, that's some weird shit. But I wouldn't be crying, laughing at the shit. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
And they made it last for so long. Like, I think they wanted us to see it as weird, too. because it lasted for so long.
But Eugene and old girl didn't act like it was weird.
No, I think they act like it was weird, but I think they were blown off by the fact that, or thrown off by the fact that Ezekiel was laughing so hard.
Mm.
I think his cancer, maybe he's just getting fucked up. I think he is delirious. I don't think the show really meant for us to really think that it was normal for Ezekiel to laugh that hard at that, because it went on for way too long. He was laughing throughout the rest of that part. So I think maybe they're setting this up for, like, Ezekiel is really about to lose it.
Yeah, I think whoever they got to play Juanita, although she, I think they got as close as they could, but when she burst on scene, if that didn't sound like the person that I imagined in my head in the comics,
me too.
Oh my God. That was like, they nailed it, because she was way too damn happy. I would be confused by that. So I can't wait to see. I want to see what they do. I want to see her next episode. I think that'll be interesting to see what else they have in store for her as they get ready for this next chapter.
Yeah, she was one of my favorite characters towards the end of the series. So when they showed the city, I was like, oh shit, here we go. They're about to show Princess. I was like, please don't fuck this up. And yeah, you're right. It was spot fucking on.
It was.
They got some super happy Mexican chick.
Yep.
I loved it. Perfect. Yep.
Why are they not looking for? Did they just forget that the other girl is missing? I'm kind of going back
Connie?
A little bit. Definitely. Yeah,
they're over it.
But she's like missing.
Yeah, but they got other shit to handle right now. Like the only one that will really be looking for her, because you got to think the little battle thing just ended. They haven't had time to go look for her yet.
But it's weird that nobody's even thought about like putting together a party to go find her.
I feel like they should have brought her up at least. Like, oh, when are we going to try to find Connie? Because Magna was there, and what's her name? Kimiko? What's her name? Yumiko. Yumiko was there, you know, so they were in the episode. They probably should have mentioned, like, yeah, when are we going to look for her? At least.
Right.
Yeah, like, instead of going off to find Ezekiel's, or not Ezekiel, Eugene's little love interest, let's go find Jeffy first.
Yeah, I thought they were going to bring it up when they were sitting there talking, but it never came up. So I guess Daryl's going to have to be the one. But
there's only two episodes left. When are they going to go look for her?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe she's in the city. Maybe they found her. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. There's so many unresolved things. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But yeah, so Beta, man. I don't know what's up with that dude. I don't know. Because apparently he was a singer. Mm-hmm. I guess he was in this band Half Moon. That was his album, I suppose.
I think he is Half Moon. He's supposed to be a country music artist. And I think he went by the name Half, even though country music artists don't typically have weird band names like that. So that was just confusing. But yeah, he's supposed to be Half Moon.
So is that like his secret hideaway?
That looks like that was his apartment.
Mm. Okay, I'm even more confused. So he went back to his apartment that he stayed in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he drugged this guy with the chopped off face all the way there.
Yeah.
And the guy with the chopped off face went to kill a zombie and got stabbed and sacrificed so he can go in the house to play records.
Yeah. Because I was watching it, and I was just like, because I know what he is from the comics. I mean, this isn't ruining anything, but in the comics, remember, he was a basketball player.
Yeah.
Which was why the episode, a few episodes back, when he was running like that, I said, okay, it'll make sense later on, because he's an athlete. But then they changed that, and now he's a country music star. So when they went to that house, and you see his poster, I was like, okay, well, that's weird. But when he started playing the records, I'm like, so there's still electricity in this apartment?
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. How did that work?
That's a good question.
Why would you leave? You still got electricity at the house. Just go get some food. You got a fridge. Just like chill out.
Right.
I didn't get it. But I guess once again, they had to suspend certain logics to make this whole, like, I'm playing the records to make all of the zombies come to my house thing work.
Yeah, because he was basically playing records for them, and he went. So that now even explains why he was had that weird smile on his face when he was standing over the balcony, because that was him looking.
His army.
Yep, his army and a crowd
His listeners almost.
Yeah, like he was on stage performing.
Yeah, because the record he was playing was a live record. So it all fit into that I'm a celebrity and I'm playing to my audience and my audience is really my army. And I'm fine with them switching it out to make him a country music star. I mean, that's fine, but I was just like Half Moon. Like, who does that? That's weird. I'm Half Moon, the country music star. What?
Yeah.
Maybe it was for this new mask he built because he ripped off half his face.
Yeah.
It was definitely for that, but it was forced.
It was super forced. Super forced. Yeah. And that was half of Alpha's face, I assume, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, he was like, thank you for showing me the light. He said, two truths. I'm bad with lying. Two truths equal one new something.
Something, yeah.
And then he killed her. Now, if they really wanted to do it, he should have put his head to her face while she was still alive. That would have been tight.
Why would he do that?
She still wouldn't be able to bit him. He could have helped, like, maybe, like, just forehead touch and keep the mouth away.
Oh. That would have been a cool scene.
Yeah, yeah, which I thought, like, when you saw the trailer, it looked like they were going to do that. But anyway, so I don't know. It's like, so I guess that's what that guy was saying when he saw him on that little beach by the river. He was like, oh, it is you. I thought it was you. So he was supposed to be this country music star. But I don't feel like I didn't get it the first time I saw it. And I didn't quite connect the dots. I thought there was going to be a bigger reveal outside of that. So it kind of fell a little flat for me, especially when he walked outside. Like, he opened the door, and he just walked outside. Like,
straight through them hoes.
Yeah.
And they turned around and started following him. Like, oh, this is where we going? All that noise that he made.
Right.
The zombies were like, okay, fuck this noise. This is new zombie, and he's just walking this way. So clearly he must know where to go.
Right. Again, superpowers. It's like,
yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know that, but yeah, then that's pretty much it. I was thinking about you, B, when I was halfway through it. I was like, dang, it, you know, like they were on such a high. And even though I was okay with this episode, it did have me concerned for the next episode. And then I remembered the comics and I'm like, okay, I don't know if this is going to end on such a high, because really it's really about them trying to get to this next city,
right?
From here, so I don't know where we're gonna go. And then the fact that they said this is the last episode until the season finale, and then which reminded me that we don't know when we're gonna get the season finale,
right?
So you got one more episode, which may or may not be good, or it may just be okay, and then that's it. So they gotta deliver on this next.
Yeah, they better do something. They better give us something this upcoming Sunday,
because I don't think it's gonna matter, because if it's whack, it's still gonna piss us off that the finale is months away. And if it's great, it's still gonna piss us off.
You're right, Mike. You're right. It's a no-win situation. It's literally
Walking Dead should have planned this out better. They should have. I understand you have post-production issues, but everybody's at home. Yeah. Edit this shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, how do y'all think that postponing a season finale? And the thing is, it's not like they told us this at the beginning of the season.
Right.
They're trying to blame it on the coronavirus. What the fuck?
I'm sharing my screen. They just did the whole three episodes left, like, last week. My bad. But yeah, they just did the three episodes left thing last week. So they are ready to ship it out, I assume. And then they just, like, pull back for some reason.
I wonder if something happened and they need to re-edit something or reshoot something. I don't know.
It ain't enough time. I mean, it wouldn't have been, you know, so I don't know.
I just don't understand how this is good logic for the show. I don't really get why they think that this was a solid move. You don't do that. You don't postpone a season finale. And they're like, later this year.
Yeah.
It doesn't gonna say like the month.
Right. It'd have been different. They'd be like, yeah, you know, catch it later on this year in August or September or something like that. Like, but damn, just say fuck. Later this year.
What?
When is later this year?
Wait, yeah. But like, okay, so if the season finale was in 2 weeks, wouldn't the show, when does the show usually come back? Is it like, is it a full
October? October. It'd be like the month of Halloween. It's all, yeah. It always comes back like the month of Halloween.
And later this year is when the show should be coming back. So why are you postponing the fucking finale? I need them to really give an explanation that makes sense, because this is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. And I understand people are dying. We're in a pandemic. This should be the last thing that we're upset about. But fuck it, I got nothing else to do in my house.
But be upset about
this. Be upset about this fucking dumbass show. Don't make no fucking sense.
So next episode, what thoughts on what you saw on the trailer? Because you know what I want to know? How the hell are you going to explain to the rest of the damn, I guess because he has her face, I'm answering my own question, but that he's the new Alpha. But I guess since he has her head in the face, I guess they don't know because Negan killed the other one. So I guess I answered my own question. But anyway, what y'all think about the new trailer?
It didn't really get me excited, really. It's just like, all right.
Yeah, well. Yeah, me either. It's hard to get excited because we know we're not getting our finale. I feel like I saw Judith talking to Daryl, so I'm thinking maybe she tells him about Rick being alive. So that could be interesting, like his reaction to that news. Other than that, there wasn't nothing here that really caught my eye like that.
Nope. Same here.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in seeing the buddy team up of Daryl and Judith walking through the woods killing zombies. I just don't care about this. Like this is the episode before the finale. So I feel like this one there should be a lot of shit going on. And that trailer doesn't really make me think there's a lot of shit going on. It's just like, all right, well, it's like status quo. Beta's leading the zombies back, and you know.
Alexandria is overrun. Like, that's an interesting shot. Let me see if I can pull that again.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Like, if you see they're all like in the gates, and there's a bunch of them. So that's, you know.
Oh, that's Alexandria?
I think so.
Oh.
Because we got the houses back here. So, like, that is interesting. Yeah, they had the windmill and shit, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that should be interesting to see how the fuck they all got in there and where's everybody else at.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what I want to know. Where is everybody else?
Because there's nowhere else for them to go, right? Because Hilltop is gone. Mm-hmm. Not Hilltop. Kingdom is gone, right?
Wait, right.
Is Hilltop or King? Oh, wait, are they both gone?
They're both gone. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, Hilltop caught on fire. Remember, that shit is
right. And the kingdom has been on fire.
No, the pipe. No, remember, they whole like piping system or something. Something happened to it.
Now, both them bitches caught on fire.
Right. Yeah.
The pipe fucked up, and then it caught the kingdom
on fire. That's right.
Both of them are gone. So, unless they're going to Oceanside, maybe that's where we see Daryl and Judith going.
Which just reminded me that, is that where Maggie's at? Because Alpha says something about Carol writing a letter to Maggie. They name drop Maggie in this episode too.
Yeah, they're building it up like we're supposed to get all excited about Maggie showing up. At this point, don't nobody give a fuck about Maggie. Hey, y'all.
No.
Maggie and fucking baby Herschel. Fuck both of y'all, man. What's Maggie gonna do? It's not like Maggie's this big badass warrior.
Exactly.
What the fuck? Who cares about what Maggie's doing? Unless Maggie show up with like some RoboCop armor ready to fuck some shit up. I don't care.
Did you just say RoboCop?
Bruh, I'm just saying, at this point, Maggie needs to show up with a fucking bazooka or a jetpack for me to really get
this. This boo said RoboCop. I just picture saying, I buy that for a dollar.
She needs to do something. Because if it's just at the end of this next episode, the big reveal is somebody in a fucking plaid shirt turns around.
That's exactly what I'm expecting.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, oh, we're supposed to get excited for this?
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Man. Right. Right. You have 20 seconds to comply.
20 seconds?
I don't give a fuck, Maggie. Get the fuck out of here. Go back to your little whack-ass show.
I know.
This is not the reveal that we need. It's not Maggie. So them... And when you said like when Alpha mentioned Maggie, I was like, that's what they're building up to. Like, they mentioned Maggie this episode, and a couple episodes back, they mentioned Maggie. Mm-hmm. Before that, ain't nobody said Maggie. Ain't nobody said nothing. Nobody. Mm-mm. But now they've said it twice in the past couple of episodes. Yeah, so Maggie's going to be the big reveal in the next one or in the season finale. Like, Maggie's going to show up and save everybody. Like, there's going to be some big war. Maggie's going to show up with her little friends and fucking Herschel. Because Herschel's got to be, what, 4 by now? 5? 6?
Yeah, about 6.
6.
Right? Because was Herschel the same? Is he the same age as? No, he's younger than Judith.
Maybe a little bit.
About the same age as RJ, probably.
A little bit younger.
We don't know how old RJ is because he's fucked up in the head. He might be RJ
30. Yep, here we go.
But yeah. So he's probably RJ's age. So, and if he's normal, then he could fight. So yeah.
Well, it looked like Prince is talking a lot of shit based off that one.
Hell yeah.
So I want to see her, and I think that's about it. So I think this will be, well, shit. Nah, because they got, I keep thinking next week is the end, but they got one more after that.
Next week is the end, basically.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
Fucking stupid, man. Jesus.
I think that was
it. I kind of wonder if they're going to, for this Rick movie, because I think I said a while ago that Heath is going to pop up in that Rick movie.
Who?
Heath. Oh. Exactly who? Yeah, because he's been gone for so long.
Yeah.
And I think them showing that flashback and showing Heath again, I think that seals it. Because it's like, why would they show him again? Heath is going to come back in that Rick movie. Yeah. And I kind of wonder if maybe they're going to save Connie for that Rick movie too.
Ooh, that would be stupid.
I mean, ain't nobody look for her. Like y'all been saying, nobody even mentioned her. Because nobody looked for Heath's black ass.
Hell no.
When Tara could have killed him for all they know. Tara just came back and said, look, Heath was here. 5 minutes later, Heath was gone. I ain't seen him since. Nobody cried. Nobody was like, shit, we got to go eat Heath. Nah, man, they leave these black people by themselves. They said, Heath and Connie, I would not be surprised if they show up in this Rick movie.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, that's it. We appreciate you guys listening, and we'll be back for next week, and then after that, it's a toss-up. So that's it. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace. Mm-hmm.